Hello, and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. I forgot because Jerome spilled a drink on everything.
just go. Keep going.
Okay, that's the beginning.
And that's the end. Bye! That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, we're here. Hello, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Now it's done.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. I'm Patrick Serrato, and my guests today are...
Yeah, I am Drew Current.
And I'm Trisha Donlin.
Yeah, right. We got Trisha back.
Hi, guys.
Yay. So happy you're back.
Thank you.
We were talking when I was on your podcast, Strong Female Lead, and you were like, college admissions scandal, gotta be on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's here. It happened so fast.
I was crazy for it. And they smashed that movie out so quickly. Too quickly.
Insanely fast.
Probably too quickly.
Too quickly.
But like, I mean, you gotta get that. You gotta get it out.
I know.
You got to get it out
but
if you're doing
so
the thing.
There could be so many more developments. Like Lori Loughlin hasn't, you know.
No, she hasn't even been to trial. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. So there's
no ending.
Still a developing
this
story.
Movie.
So this is a really ripped from the headlines before the headlines are even finished being written.
It's not done yet.
It's ripped from the half headline.
That's very Lifetime.
It's half of a headline that we're going to make a whole movie about.
Right. So this movie, I will say, in the Rip from the Headlines series on Lifetime, we have been covering like things that have been very like, you know, scandalous, or which this is scandalous because it has scandal in the title. Mm-hmm. However, the movie's depiction of it, I'm going to say, you really feel that 2 month window of writing, producing and releasing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
This was written, produced, and released within like 2 months.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
like, it's probably
crazy.
Not going to be
crazy.
And you can tell with the dialogue.
Yeah.
It was basically just like.
Talk about it. We will talk about it. Oh my God.
It didn't even make sense at points.
No. And the issue is that it's still happening right now. So legally, Lifetime cannot make any creative license or do anything that's resembling anything that's actually happening.
Yeah.
And I will read the disclaimer at the end. It is insane.
It's so long.
And I'm going to have a disclaimer for this podcast. Everything we say is alleged, and everything we say is not legally binding.
And all opinions on this podcast are literally just our opinions.
That's right. And any depiction of anyone alive or dead is not real. And that's not
it's
really happening.
Not real. Not happening.
Okay, great.
Okay, bye.
I'm actually just allegedly here.
Right. Exactly.
An allegedly co-host.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I didn't even do the intro because I don't want this to be an official episode. It's an alleged episode.
This is an alleged episode. You may or may not be listening to it.
Yes.
Drinking my alleged drink.
There you go.
I might be drinking
Before
vodka.
We jump into the movie, Mr. Vodka spilling and ruining my concentration.
I almost spilled.
Oh,
I didn't
so
spill it.
We have
out.
To do our business at the top.
Business.
That's right. So we have another review.
It's business.
Yeah.
It's business time.
Beautiful.
I saw that from
another wonderful review from a listener. Thank you so much for writing a review. So I'm going to have you read this.
Awesome.
To the best of your ability. It is a 5-star review. I will say that. And then just say who it's from or who wrote it.
Okay, so the person who wrote it is Beth B. 85.
Oh, Beth B. 85.
Maybe she was born in 1985, is my guess.
No, she's the 85th Beth B.
Yeah.
Ever born.
That's right.
Yep.
That makes sense. And it's a 5-star review, and it's a bunch of emojis. So shit, heart, ring, pregnancy, baby, knife, coffin, and angel.
Mm-hmm.
And then a parenthesis. In parentheses, Drew emoji, and description of a Lifetime movie. End of parentheses.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
I'm really proud of myself for having gotten those emojis.
Wow. You did wonderful.
So I got a poop emoji.
The poop emoji title.
And then she said...
Drew emoji.
Which, so we don't
I want to know what the Drew emoji is.
Everyone wants to fucking know what a Drew emoji is.
You know,
is.
it's like she has like a special iPhone that only she has the Drew emoji and she like pressed it, but it wrote Drew emoji instead of like posting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. I got it. So it's an Android thing.
Maybe it's explicit. Yeah.
It's an Android thing.
Beth B knows. And
it's very explicit. Oh. It is.
Whoa.
Apple would not allow that one.
Okay.
Steve Jobs came.
There you go. Well, thank you, Beth B85, for the review. That's so nice.
B85?
We love 5-star reviews and we love emojis. So if you want to write a review, you should do that. Go on all the things and write a review and just like do that for everything.
Thank you.
Everything.
Review everything.
Review
everything. Not just us. Review all your favorite podcasts. Yeah.
I mean, you get these for free. What's come on.
Exactly.
Come on, guys.
It's the least you could do.
The least you could do for all this work we do for you, fuckers.
That's true.
Allegedly.
Okay, so we're here to allegedly talk about the college admission scandal. Netflix. Why did I say Netflix?
Because we're talking about Netflix.
I drank a nitro today, and I am like so out of it.
What?
A nitro coffee.
Is that?
Oh, you didn't do it. You didn't do a nitrous oxide whippet. You didn't do whippets.
Oh,
you don't have a tank.
I did like tons of whippets today, and I feel great.
Okay, good. Anyways, all right. So the college admission scandal, Lifetime movie. It stars Keira Kirshner, Penelope Ann Miller, and Sarah Dugdale.
Kirshner.
I don't know who any of them are. Do you?
Well, Penelope Ann Miller was in Kindergarten Cop. I know that. And
well, it's been a while.
She has a lot of credits.
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of things.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
She was in Carlito's Way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can remember.
Well, she's not a terribly good actress, so I was surprised she was in this, and she was doing all the press for it.
Is she the blonde one?
She's the blonde.
Maybe she was better at acting a long time ago and then just didn't practice it.
But she did so much press for this movie, and Lifetime really was positioning this movie to be like the movie of the fall or whatever.
Oh.
And
they were pushing it.
It, like, her interviews were stilted and weird.
Oh, you know what? This is why she was in The Artist.
She was an artist. Oscar-winning film. She's in an Oscar-winning film, which is great. Good for you. But now
she didn't get an Oscar.
Now you're in a Lifetime film, and your acting is like on that level, a bit lower.
Do you think that it's because she looks like Felicity Huffman?
Well, exactly. And this is what we're going to talk about. Like, this movie cannot represent Felicity Huffman or Lori Loughlin, but they did cast a brown-haired woman and a blonde-haired woman.
Okay.
So for this recap that I will be doing today with your assistance, I will be calling...
I will help you recap.
I will be calling the brown-haired woman not Lori Loughlin and the blonde-haired not Felicity Huffman.
Love
because
that.
They are not those people.
Okay.
They're not those That's people. Good. But they also kind of screwed with it a bit because...
They seem like those people.
They seem like them, but then the not Lori Loughlin character is divorced. They're not of the same, like, they're not actresses. They have different careers. Mm-hmm. And the husband's very involved in the...
Yes.
Not in Felicity
Huffman. The not Felicity Huffman character. Okay. So
they play with it, right? Yeah.
They do. But it's very also like, well, they kind of are.
It sort of like hit me in the face. And then I'm like, is real Lori Loughlin a psychopath?
Because
this character
was
crazy.
Yeah, I think yes. Okay, so jumping to the movie, we start off with parents. And they are all being taken. Parents. They're just parents.
There's a bunch of parents.
Parents Rich all over parents. The world.
Okay.
Being taken away by police cars.
All like over in the world. Cars.
All over America. Sorry.
Okay.
Who run the world? Parents.
Parents.
No. All over America, it's like flashing things and sirens and stuff. And then we like get the title card, of course. And it flashes to March of 2018. March of 2018, okay?
Mm-hmm. But the title card is fraud in little like SAT, like how you would mark an SAT, you know, questionnaire.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very creative.
They're really leaning into it. So we have our blonde woman, our not Felicity Huffman. Her real name in the movie is Caroline.
Okay.
Okay. She's obsessed with getting her son Danny into college. But Danny is a musician, and he just wants to play the guitar.
He's soulful.
Go to gigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all musicians want to do. They just want to play their
and song. And I was like, this guy is so young, Drew. Right? I was like, the whole time I was watching, I'm like, this is young Drew right here.
Mom, I just want a good play my
SATs.
Dick.
Who cares?
Who cares
Actually,
about
young it not was. Drew?
Young not Drew.
That's, yes.
So that's young not Drew.
So not Felicity Huffman. She's like annoyed with her son, but she goes to meet with the other mommies and the one gay dad.
Oh my God.
They're at like a coffee shop or something. And they're all.
Was he gay?
I thought he was gay.
Okay.
It was implied.
Probably.
I mean, I slept with him, so.
Right. Well, then you'd know for sure. So, firsthand.
Yeah. I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Totally. Totally he is. Anyway.
That's the first thing he says.
Yeah, because he's doing this thing.
Right. He's not like partnered with anyone else. Like, he's not like me and my wife. He's just there like, oh, I got to get my kid into Harvard. And all the parents are obsessed with getting their kids into Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
And they're like, what did your daughter get on SATs? And what did your daughter? And I'm like, do parents really talk like this? Like, I don't know parents with high school children right now in my life or like ever, I guess, when I was in high school.
I think it's like the out of touch wealthy. Did you guys watch Big Little Lies?
No.
I did the first season.
It's that level of just like.
Is it that like gossipy thing? Or they just don't have any other kind of life. And
Right.
And it's all focused on like the kids and how they represent them. And then the one.
It's because they don't have any other problems. Asian,
right. Right. The only diversity in this table is
this
an
failed
Asian
the
woman.
POC test.
No, that's
big good. Time. I was like, God.
Well, if they're talking about, okay, I'll give them this. If they're talking about fucking this rich
white people
scandal,
yes,
you're not going to have a lot of POC.
Exactly. Yeah. So, also in the group, we have our not Lori Loughlin character. Her name is Bethany in the movie. And
hate
she has
that name.
I know. She has a daughter named Emma. Kind of like Emma Chamberlain, our YouTube star, because Lori Loughlin, real Lori Loughlin's daughter, was a YouTube star. So I'm going to say that's Lifetime getting in a little bit of a Lori adjacent.
Olivia Jade. Oh, right. Alleged Jade.
Yes, but not Lori Loughlin.
This is going to be so hard.
I know. Not Lori Loughlin's, her daughter, Emma. Is designing websites. She's like picking out outfits and she's like gonna go to this fancy recruiter event. Okay. Mm. And they're like, oh, we're all gonna go to this recruiter event. Not Felicity Huffman's gonna bring Danny, the musician. Not Lori Loughlin's gonna bring Emma, not Chamberlain. And they meet a guy named Rick Singer.
Horrible haircut.
Like straight across the forehead.
Just kind of, and down.
Like a child's haircut.
Like a bowl cut?
Like a bowl cut. And
like cool. Rick's,
I had a bowl cut when I was a kid.
Sure.
I did too.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Rick Singer is a real person and he is the real person who kind of orchestrated this whole thing. So they have no problem name dropping him, which is interesting.
Okay. Oh, they called the person Rick Singer in the movie?
Mm-hmm. They did.
Fascinating.
So he is Rick's. Okay.
Yeah. So Rick he has done research on everyone attending this party and he's like, your daughter is really good at crafts. Your daughter's really good at. That was sexist of me to say crafts. Your daughter's really good at.
No, he said it.
At karate.
He had a Tony Robbins sort of thing, right?
Yes.
Did he have a headset?
No. Okay. But
it was like pushy and like, I know your thoughts in your head. But then he ends up kind of being right just because he knows exactly who's coming to him.
Mm-hmm. And he's done, seen it. He's done research. He has like a committee of people, kind of like a politician would have like their posse or whatever.
It's like the psychic guy or the guy who was the fraud psychic guy.
Yeah, that had people researching and then would like talk in the ear.
I need to hear more about that at some point.
John, what is his name? John
Leguizamo.
He's a fraud psychic.
No, it's not John Leguizamo.
We all know that Leguizamo is a fraud psychic.
Allegedly not.
Yeah. Right. So he is like kind of reading everybody in the room and you can leave that open. I will drink that because, you know, it is a party at the college admissions recap.
It's
okay.
Me fired up.
I know. And he convinces not Lori Loughlin and not Felicity Huffman that he is going to be able to get them into the top schools in the United States and the world. And he's like, your kids need to work hard on their SATs. They need to focus on their branding to admissions people. And they need to like, listen to everything I say.
It starts legit. In the sense that there's like a strategic plan. This is what these schools are looking for. And then it made me think, oh dear Jesus, I'm so happy that I'm not trying to get into college at this point. Cause what the fuck?
No, I mean that could be a, I mean, that, yeah.
But like, I wasn't trying to go to one of those schools.
No, I mean, I was trying to go to theater college, so I was just going on auditions and being like, do you like my acting?
I went to a community college. I got a full ride at community college because I did one audition.
I should have done. I should have done.
I was like, okay.
You did an audition?
I did an audition at a college.
Yeah, you auditioned for community college.
They have in theater?
Full-blown theater.
I did. I was, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did musicals. Like,
I did
musicals. I did lead roles.
Yeah, I was Albert Peterson and Bye Bye Birdie.
Albert.
That was
and I was the girl.
I did. Yeah.
Whoever the fuck sings that song.
What's the telephone song?
I did
song
put
in
on
Bye
a
Bye
happy
Birdie.
Face. I did put on a happy face. That yeah. was I did that. I was Dick Van Dyke, motherfuckers.
I believe it. I believe it. All right. Moving on.
I know.
Moving.
Now I'm looking up Bye Bye Birdie telephone we're
not
gonna, song.
This is not a Bye Bye Birdie podcast, but if you want to start a Bye Bye Birdie podcast, Trisha, we'll do it.
We'll talk. We'll talk and we will do a Bye Bye Birdie.
Did you hear about like that?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Okay. It's like, hey, Jessica.
Hey, the morning glory.
Yes,
it's a word, hummingbird.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Drew and
what's
Patrick?
The word, hummingbird?
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love it.
6 months later, SATs have happened, and the mothers are all disappointed. They're like around the same coffee table, and the gay dad's there, and he's like, "I slept with Patrick last week," and they're like, you know,
and the kids are sucking their scores.
All the kids have terrible SAT scores. They did not improve.
Which, by the way,
because they're
awful.
Normal kids. They're kids. Yeah. Right. And they're just like, I don't
care. Like, when they talked about the SAT scores they were trying to get, I remember mine, like, off the top of my head.
Me too.
I don't know why. What's
I have
yours?
A 990.
SAT?
Yeah, that's bad.
Mine was 1160.
I did, well, here's the thing. I did the ACTs.
But, right.
But it I don't know what it equals, but I got a sweet, sweet 19, baby.
Right. Because these
which
things,
is not good.
I'm like, thing. Is ACT scores lower means higher? I don't remember.
No, they only go from like
it goes
1
to
25. To 25.
Oh. Or 30. I can't remember.
But also the scale has changed. So like when we took SATs, you know, I graduated high school like 4 years ago. Right. So like, you know, they changed the score since then. So
of course, 4 years.
Yeah,
must
mine.
Be
yeah, it
difference.
Was like high school for me. Yeah, it was only 22. It was 2 years ago.
I'm going to be honest. Mine's 10 years ago. So I am sure it's different.
Right. So they totally have changed. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. And also, look, we're all adults and our SAT scores do not matter. And they don't matter.
No, they never
matter. And
when
non-Felicity Huffman tells her son that he's going to end up homeless.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, you don't know.
You will end up homeless if you don't go to Stanford.
Right. It's crazy. And
out of touch. That's truly what it was.
And
like
actually
showing.
What sucks is that the homeless is, you're going to end up homeless because you're going to get on some of them lewds.
Yes.
Right.
Some of them drugs.
And what's happening here, Drew, is like Lifetime is setting up the not Felicity Huffman character to really care about her son, but she's also like overprotective and like kind of pushing him away. The not Lori Loughlin character is the deplorable, like racist ass, stupid dumb bitch.
Oh, okay.
And she goes to the guidance counselor, who is a person of color, and she's like,
"Oh yeah,
you need to get my daughter's scores better because you're a guidance counselor and that's your job. And I'm the 1% and I pay a lot of money to be in the school." And
she
name drops one. She's like, "You're repressing the 1% because you're jealous."
You're repressing the 1%.
Yeah, she said, "Is this some twisted revenge against the 1%?" But in not to defend non-Lori Loughlin's because she was deplorable, but the guidance counselor did start the conversation with saying, "There's nothing ungood about your daughter's package."
Well, I guess she didn't do well in her grammar section of the SATs.
Is that a word? I haven't looked it up, but
wait,
it didn't sound right.
Ungood?
Ungood is not a word.
The counselor said, "There's nothing ungood about this." And I'm thinking they just shat the script out and they were like, "Who cares?"
Oh, yes. That is definitely a typo. And the actor just went with it and justified it. And they were like, "Keep it."
I feel like it's like, that's like a joke. Like it's a joke.
Right.
Like someone, they put it in there, be like, maybe that would be fun as a joke. Be like, yeah. Well, there's nothing ungood about it.
I looked back a second time just to make sure. It's around the 14-minute mark. Definitely check it out.
Ungood.
It's there.
So what happens now is this is kind of the thing with the whole movie, Drew. We get characters speaking as like just talking heads explaining the case, because the Lifetime wants to make sure you know what the case is about, but it's not really driving the plot forward or having any character development. It is just a character giving exposition. So we have Rick, he goes through all the rundown of like what they did, you know, they he has a fake what's it called, like a charity. A fake charity that...
Okay. Oh, he sets up a 501c3 to fund the money. So they pay their money through to his 501c3, and then he uses that to bribe coaches and stuff. Cool. Like yes. Rudy. Yeah. Rudy, whoever from
exactly.
Stanford.
Exactly. And then he will like take pictures and Photoshop them into like pretending to play sports, and then they go to the college and they don't play the sport. Smart. And they just get in.
That smart. Part is the craziest part.
That is crazy. That is crazy. And then he has a fake... SAT proctor, who is an actual SAT proctor, but he's a cheater SAT proctor, and he just gives the answers to the students.
They have like, yeah, and they sometimes cool. bring a Harvard, like a oh. Harvard grad come in and like do it for them.
Yes. And he like drops the prices. He's like, it's $150,000 for the fake foundation and the pictures, and it's another $100,000 for the fake SATs.
Do you ever wish you were on the other side? Like being a, like you were cool with being a con man, you'd make so much money.
Oh, God. Yeah. You'd God. Be like,
God, I would be so rich. Right. But I just, like, I yeah. know what they're, I know how to con things.
Yeah.
And then I don't because I'm not a piece of shit.
Exactly.
Admittedly, I kind of wish I was a piece of shit sometimes. Just kind of.
But you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught because all these people
I would
got caught.
Not. All these people I would got not caught. Be caught.
Allegedly. I do sometimes wonder what it would be like to have nothing to lose plus no fear.
Sure.
And like living that like a grifter. And mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, there would be something.
And
like,
they think they're right. They don't like, that's yeah. the thing. They don't think they're villains.
No.
Or it just doesn't.
No one
matter.
Ever thinks you're a villain in your own story.
It's like, it's the same thing. You don't join a cult.
Mm-hmm. The cult joins you.
You join a bunch of people of the same mindset. Mm-hmm. And then it slowly becomes.
I think
a
if
cult.
I could live an alternate life at some point as a someone who had nothing to lose, it would be fascinating.
I'd be a cult leader for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, so
yes,
not Lori Loughlin. Wait, there is a small little thing with detectives. They have no backstory. Oh, they don't matter
because we just, don't know.
They
they're
were just
fucking,
so bad.
Okay. They basically entrap someone to, or they don't entrap him. They find someone who was working with Rick Springer, and they're like, you're going to like start videotaping your conversations and all this stuff.
You wonder what's crazy mm-hmm. is it was actually a dad who got caught up in like some sort of securities scandal who happened to also be working with Rick Singer, and they were like, oh, in order to get, you know, some time shaved off of that,
oh, so
do
they
you have
made
anything
a deal
for
with
us
guy?
Yeah,
sure, yeah, sure.
So then he's true. He starts,
and
like,
that's the one you slept with,
that Patrick. No, I slept
no.
with the gay dad.
Oh, the gay
yeah.
dad.
Yeah, he just wants to help his kid. This is another okay.
Yeah, he was like, if, and I was like, if you sleep with me, I'll get your kid into college. And he was like, college. What's your credentials? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't have any,
but it's fine. I have a podcast.
I'll take the SAT for your kid.
Wouldn't it be weird if
I have a sweet podcast?
Wouldn't it be weird if a podcast like got me some, like, you know, like
some
sex,
trim?
Sex cred, you know? And
yeah,
be
some
like,
trim.
Oh, I
yeah.
have a podcast. And people are like, yes.
When right. will that become sexy?
You know what? I think it's probably a thing with like big pot, you know, like ew. What's just like top
like
you, 10
you're like
podcasts.
Doing a live show, and then you have like people coming up to you after like, hey, what
of
are
course.
You doing later?
People
actually,
love that
yeah.
shit. People, okay. they're just like, oh, I've been listening to you for so long. I want to fucking put it in me, put your penis in me.
Oh, God.
I guarantee
okay.
you.
Allegedly.
Look, allegedly.
Oh, all right. God,
okay, moving on. So not Lori Loughlin consults with Rick, and she's like making a kale smoothie. No joke.
Oh, yes. I love it.
And it's... she's like dropping little kales in her little blender. And she's like, okay, so I'm going to pay you $500,000 for this whole thing with Emma and easy. Make her look like a soccer player. And he's like, she's going to have to speak to a therapist so she can convince them that she's stupid and she needs extra time for the SATs. So she goes to tell Emma about this, right? And she has a whole monologue, which I brought today because I recorded it. It's just the audio for you, Drew.
Oh,
but
God.
I have the monologue about her explaining to Emma why they need to do this.
Manipulative and fucked up.
And then she will play the clip and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I can't even talk. I can't even explain it. I have to play the clip.
Great.
I mean, it's not just the wealthy who find the ways to do the best for their children. Like, what parent of a brilliant minority child wouldn't take every advantage they can? I've read about minority kids who've been accepted into Ivy League schools with SATs 200 points lower than yours. And we understand that, and we think that's fair because we know those communities are doing whatever they can for the children they love. They have their advantages, and we have ours. It's just one continuum. You studied Darwin last year, didn't you?
Yes.
It is the natural way of the world. Some species survive, and some don't. Some people can do this for their kids, and some people can't.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That background music. Awful.
I'm dead inside.
No, that was the best part of that.
Was soul shaking.
Was the background music.
Right.
Do, 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 do. Because that was correct. That was the correct kind of like background music mm-hmm. for what was being said. She just called minorities a different species.
Yes. Yes.
And that is
that's what I'm saying. They wrote
yeah.
not Lori Loughlin as like this deplorable, racist, fucking like mm-hmm. like, oh, we're not doing anything wrong.
Survival of the fittest. And then also, they have their advantages. So because affirmative action exists, we should also
well,
be able to pay.
Well, they have their advantages. Jesus.
I know. Isn't that terrible? And you're like, Christ. What the hell is happening?
That was real fucked up. Like, past what I would ever think real life Lori Loughlin
right.
would say. So
not,
I'm like shook.
Not Lori Loughlin. Is way worse than real Lori Loughlin.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. You know, I don't know.
But I doubt that she...
I mean,
don't.
That's
I don't
insane.
Know.
You know what? I don't know.
They made her into a crazy villain, and this was
she
like...
Was
this,
villainous.
What do you know like what they base it off, or will we talk about this later or anything, but what did they base this like dialogue
nothing.
Off of
nothing
the news like just
nothing.
Some stories
I they, think they okay. didn't have dialogue
I think they,
other than the recordings
it was just
that
the opinion
had.
It seemed to me that
yeah.
like whoever wrote this movie actually I have it it, and
was
you
it
know,
based
hey,
off of
hey
the
maybe
recording?
Come on the no
the recordings
Stephen,
were like
Stephen
with
Tolkien
Rick
mm. Stephen Tolkien actually writes a lot of college Lifetime stuff so I think they just kind of took the public opinion and
yeah.
put it into the mouths of the characters.
They created the...
So they went on Twitter, they found the most fucked up tweets,
this is
and then they put it into okay. a character.
If I were one of them, I would...
Yes.
If I were one... I mean, granted, you're
and
being
And she goes through this whole speech, and Emma Emma is just like, sounds good.
Better just like move on.
Sounds fine. You know?
Well, oh, I know. Emma... Well, once she brought up the boyfriend and the fact that
oh,
she would be close
boyfriend.
To the boyfriend if she went to Yale, because... He's going to be in an entirely different universe. She basically manipulated her daughter using the boyfriend
mm-hmm.
thing. And it's all about her own image. It's crazy.
And let me tell you, honey, I would go to that boyfriend.
Oh.
It's like, I will follow you.
He was JFK Mama. Status,
oh,
sort of. Like
he was JFK Junior hot.
Yeah, JFK Junior.
Oh,
he walked, he got out of the pool and I was like, who the fuck is this 25-year-old hanging out the high
he
school
He was
student?
So fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was.
Anyways,
was
okay, moving on. So not
Look, 25-year-olds are very
Not
attractive.
Felicity Huffman's husband is not into the idea that they're going to do this. And he's like, this is really messed up. I don't want to do this. And it seems like a scheme. And
he's an attorney.
Yeah, he's an attorney.
And he's not really making a lot of good legal arguments
no.
against it.
No.
I'm like, listen, dude, you have to have something better.
Yes.
Like his argument is like, I think it's weird.
He said, it's
weird.
He's like, we can get into pretty big trouble.
Yes.
That's like pretty much what he said.
And instead right. of like hiring Rick, they decided to do it on their own, do it the old school way. They're gonna ground Danny, and Danny is like very excited because he got a record manager deal, man.
Yeah, someone's
yeah.
Is him, this not Drew?
Not Drew. Drew, yeah. And nice. He's like,
you got a record deal.
And he got a record deal or at least like to come have a meeting. And he's like, I want to do this. This is really important to me. And this is a great opportunity. And the parents are like, you're grounded. We're taking away your guitar and you can't leave the house. And then Danny goes into a rage. And I brought a clip of the rage because it's a great another great example of, the quality writing that we're dealing with. Here we go.
Okay.
What was it we set out for you? Danny?
Dad?
Danny?
Okay, what do Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan have in common, besides being geniuses? And David Bowie, Bruno Mars, Louis Armstrong, what do they all have in common? None of them went to Stanford or any college at all. Danny!
He should be a litigator.
Yes. What a great case, Danny. What a great, great argument.
The defense rests.
Done.
You know? And the parents are just like, well, I guess he's right.
They were also broke for a long time. But hey,
Yes, and then he goes upstairs to his room and blasts heavy metal music.
Love that, because I did used to blast music when I went in my room. You remember that when you were younger? And it's the only thing you can do.
I was like listening to like Jessica Simpson and like dancing in the mirror.
Mine was like Everclear.
I'm so mad. I'm dancing in the mirror to Jessica Simpson.
You're dancing off your anger.
I did do that. I literally did metal. I was a metal gay.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I'm fucking angry and I'm going to show you.
And this outburst is like, not Felicity Huffman and not William H. Macy are like, okay, we have to hire Rick Singer now.
Obviously, the answer to all of this is to make our family.
Yeah, and they go behind his back, Danny's back, and they're like, we will do it as long as you don't tell Danny and he's not involved. So they like give him pictures and he photoshops the pictures and they like send him to take the test and he doesn't know that he's getting the answers from the person.
He's like sailing.
And he thinks he gets a really good score.
Yeah, he thinks he gets a really good score.
It's heartbreaking.
And it is sad because he like brags about it. He's like, I raised my SAT score 600 points. And everyone's like, that's
in one ticket.
Yeah, in one time. Like, that's cool.
His friend, who was a POC, was like, that's weird.
Right.
Thinking it's kind of strange.
Absolutely. And
his friend, who's his drummer.
Right.
For his metal band.
So Emma, Lori Loughlin's daughter, she gets caught by the high school guidance counselor because the Yale is like writing the counselor and being like, hey, we got the application. Everything looks great. It's a little weird that Emma never played soccer in high school, but somehow she has this essay all about soccer. And the counselor is like,
oh, Yale is saying that, like, being like, wait,
what's going on? And the counselor's like, you know, this is weird. I'm going to have a meeting with Not Lori Loughlin. And she has the meeting, and Not Lori Loughlin goes all mama bear on her. And she's like, did you know
that? Well, this is how they got caught. Like, mm-hmm. this is a lot of the shit that they got caught. Be like, they didn't do this.
No.
Like, none of, they have, that there's no true. Record of them doing this.
That part of the story does connect to Lori Loughlin, because I read pieces of like a charging report written by the investigator, and there were emails with Lori Loughlin saying, you know, well, we don't want to make our little friends at the school upset, and like certain things about trying to cover this part up.
Right.
Crazy.
Yes. And the not Lori Loughlin in the movie, she's like a total bitch, and she's like, my daughter played in France. She was a French soccer player. So, voulez-vous coucher à ma soir? Okay. Ce soir?
So you wouldn't know anything about it.
Right. And the guidance counselor is like, did you just say Moulin Rouge to me?
Voulez-vous goûter football? Yeah. Football.
Yes. But she calls Rick Singer and she's like,
help me.
Yeah. She's like, this happened. But, you know, you're a genius and you'll get it figured out. And I trust you. And, you know, you're going to get this all straightened away.
She calls him a genius and a beautiful person.
She's like, you promised me that you would make sure that my daughter got into Yale. And I paid you $500,000. And of course, the detectives are listening into this conversation, and they're like, check mark on not Lori Loughlin. So then they have to get not Felicity Huffman. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
they reined him in relatively quick. I think they'd only been working with the non Felicity Huffman, non Lori Loughlin, maybe a year or something.
I think this might be why they have like a weird thing about naming everybody,
right?
But not naming him, because he is absolutely
100% guilty. Yes,
and there's no
shit about that. With
it's like no. This is why this is a thing. If we caught him red-handed, for reals, 100%.
Yeah, and he's working with FBI at that point.
Yeah, the detectives come in to Rick Singer and they're like, we got you on tape. We know what's going on. You're going to help us get all the parents.
And he was like, fine.
He's like, fine. Cool. So he takes out his phone. He calls not Lori. Not,
I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah. He calls not Felicity Huffman. He's like, he's like, hey, not Felicity Huffman. Remember when you paid me to do all this messed up stuff? And she's like, yeah, why are you talking about this? And he's like, because you're being recorded with the police. you know, like, just admit that you did it. And she's like, I did it.
I did it.
And then he
Thank
hangs
you.
Up. And then he calls not Lori Loughlin. He's like, can you just admit that you did all this stuff? And she's like, I sure as hell did.
I sure as hell did. I love it.
You know, it's basically that.
It is pretty much. I mean, he's like, I'm getting an audit done. And yeah. then he pulls out like the statements from them that incriminate them.
I mean, it's easy for him because
he entraps them.
I mean,
he's
at that
kind
point,
of a little like he's that weird like leader sort of weird person anyway. But it's just like way more of a coward. He's like, oh
yeah,
I got caught. Well, good job, guys. You
and
caught me.
And he also calls to like tell them that all of it's paid off and their kids are in school now.
Oh yeah, just to top it off, they're all in.
So you know, Danny
paid off like.
No, he tells him, like, Danny got into Stanford.
Yeah.
Like, Emma got into Yale.
The bribe worked. Like, so-and-so was... Because they're paying off coaches and assistant directors.
And he's lying about this.
Yeah.
Right? He's
totally lying.
Got in. Okay.
For the police to have the
But
Emma.
The colleges are actually like, wait.
No, some of the kids did end up enrolled.
On.
And then
they
had to get expelled.
Yeah. Yes. In real life. In the movie, though.
I'm confused.
In the movie, though, Danny is like the big man on campus. And everyone's like, you got into Stanford. That's great.
And he's like, yeah.
And he's like,
I'm so smart.
Yes. But then the news breaks about the story. And all his friends are like, what the hell?
That is
and
a
he's
great
like,
moment
fuck.
With yes. his friend.
His friend freaks out on him.
Which is fine.
Yeah, and Danny's like, I didn't know. I don't know what's going on. My parents got arrested. Like, all the parents we see in, like, a slow motion montage get arrested by the police.
Nice.
And Danny's like, Mom, Dad, what's happening? So he has this fight with a friend.
Oh, my God.
And the friend, again, is like a talking head from all the tweets. He's like, you took away opportunities from underprivileged students.
Yeah, it's basically on a soapbox.
Yes.
Not of his own making. He did say to him, though, he's like, does this mean that you didn't make out with so-and-so in second grade? Was that a lie, too?
What? No, man, I'm metal as fuck, dude.
Exactly.
I'm still metal as shit.
It really was like that kid was like way beyond his years in wisdom and stuff.
Right.
And then he says, I can't come up with a non or an unmelodramatic way to walk out, so I'm not going to.
He walks out very melodramatically and turns back and looks
on,
and then
then
looks at the door and then turns back again and then leaves.
Insane. Insane.
He says it?
He says, I can't think of a non-melodramatic way to leave this room, so I'm just going to leave this room melodramatically. And then he does. It's like if I wrote a Lifetime movie.
It's non-melo. Yeah, that is. When those words came out of his mouth, I was like, "That's a thing that someone would say." And then he looked back.
He looked back very dramatically.
I think this was actually written as a comedy first,
right?
It's a sketch.
I think it's a comedy first,
maybe.
Because, well, just that would be that would be a funny thing in a movie. Like, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk out here dramatically because I can't figure out a way to do it. Not dramatically.
Yes.
It's
and
very
then just
Seth
a
Rogen.
Weird moment.
Very Seth Rogen. So the kids are done.
I would say
They're pretty much wrapped up, the kids.
Right.
Emma also, at this point, when the news breaks, she's with her boyfriend and his family.
Oh.
And they're like, you thought you were dating my son? No more. You're getting on the first plane out of here and you need
what?
To go. And the boyfriend's like, I don't date liars. And
she's he's like, in a moral outrage.
Yeah, he's so mad about it.
I don't.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
I only cared because he was so hot. And I was like, if that boyfriend broke up with me because my mom cheated, I would be so mad.
Yeah. Fuck mom.
But Emma also did it knowingly, so fuck her.
Okay, yeah, fuck her.
So
she knew what was going on.
Yeah, exactly.
She had a photo shoot
mm-hmm.
playing soccer, which she had never played before.
With like a green screen behind her.
Yeah.
So not Lori Loughlin.
Like super obvious green screen.
Has no remorse. Not Lori Loughlin does not care. She goes to court. She's trying to like schedule her own arraignment with the judge. She's like, so can we schedule this for, you know, I have a mani-pedi on Wednesday, so I could probably do, Fridays are like good for me. And the judge is like, fuck no, bitch. Like, you need to do when I say it.
You broke the law.
She's like, these are planned ahead of time, so I should really get to schedule this with when it's convenient for me.
So out of touch. Again. Out of touch.
Yeah.
Totally. The judge is like, I'm the law, bitch.
Yes. And when she gets to her job,
They all go to work. Right after.
She gets to her job. It's not at Hallmark, okay? It's not at Hallmark. Not Lori Loughlin does not go to Hallmark. She goes to her law firm or whatever it is.
She's like wealth management bullshit.
And she gets fired and removed from the premises. And, you know, she's like, I'll never be in a Hallmark movie again. And she's like, I mean, at a law firm again.
I mean, at a law firm.
Business.
And not Felicity Huffman and her husband look a hot mess. They get taken into custody. They, like, look terrible. Because paparazzi, of course, are taking pictures of not Lori Loughlin.
Right.
But not Felicity Huffman and not William H. Macy are, like, you know, so mad about this whole thing happening. And she is, like, also facing professional repercussions for this too. She's like an interior designer.
Yeah, she loses some clients.
She poor can't William go. H. She Macy. Can't go to Paris. I know, poor William H. Macy. And then we see.
Actually, I don't know. Maybe he
he's
might
probably
be a piece of shit.
Involved. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Any
it's
of
a
these
weird. If we get into the real life thing, yeah, it's a very weird thing with him not being charged,
it's
Massimo
sexist.
Being
it's
charged.
Sexist. Yeah. So, well,
because William H.
We'll
Macy's voice
it. We'll
wasn't on the
it. Recording. We're so almost there. We're so almost there.
I'm just...
So, not Felicity Huffman gets a lot of blowback, and then she goes into the bathroom, looks in the mirror, and calls herself stupid over and over and over. She's like, you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid.
I mean,
it's a moment.
Yeah, but she decides to plead guilty.
She should have done
to
more.
The charges against her.
Smart bitch.
Yes. And the actress really was trying to do some acting here at this point, and I was like, it's not working, bitch.
It's too late.
It's not working. Late. We're almost at the end of the movie.
It's too late.
So not Lori Loughlin is very upset with all this bad press that's happening, and she, like, kind of apologizes to her daughter, but she's also like, you should be smarter and not so stupid. And the daughter's like, it's not an apology.
That's not an apology. Yeah. I'm sorry that you're stupid.
Her yes. mom is pathological.
Yeah.
But then they also have her ex-husband, and I have a problem with this as well, is she clearly has issues, but, like, they have a bad divorce, he has addiction issues, but he comes in as, like, the soft-hearted savior, you know? And, like, it was very weird to me.
People with addiction issues gonna have soft hearts?
They no, can, I know, but
they don't give any context, and then she's just the
she's
crazy
the
one.
Evil villain. She goes into a closet, and like, she shuts the door and cries in the dark.
People with addictions can.
Yeah.
Can be, yeah, they can be soft saviors.
Look at me.
So both mothers have lost the trust of their children. This does not end on a happy note. Basically.
It doesn't end. It can't end.
Well, what happens is Felicity Huffman and not William H. Macy go to Danny's room because, you know, he's abandoned them and left and he's not at home. They take a flash drive and they plug it into a laptop and they listen to a song that he wrote and they're like, not half bad.
It's basically a suicide song. It's like Lay Me in the Ground.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's like a really depressing song. And it plays as we get the following title cards, okay? Mm-hmm. Rick Singer pled guilty to 4 felonies. 6 of his co-conspirators were among those indicted. Mm-hmm. That's one. Mm-hmm. These are a lot. We get a lot. Implicated coaches of Georgetown, Stanford, UCLA, University of Texas, USC, and Wake Forest all have been fired or resigned from their schools. Coach Rudy Meredith, who was not in the movie, resigned from Yale before the news of the scam became public.
But they showed him, or a depiction of him in it, and he was the coach that they ended up turning. Yes.
Got it. Then we get the following disclaimer, which is also the disclaimer for this podcast. While the story is inspired by true events, certain incidences, characters, timelines, dialogue, and names in the story have been fictionalized or altered for dramatic purposes. With respect to each such fictional... With respect, this is why I don't read. With respect to such fictionalized or alterations, any similarities to the name, character, or history of any persons living or dead, or actual events,
is
coincidental and unintentional.
It's like SVU's thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's not.
It's like, we know this is about Lindsay Lohan, SVU. We know it is.
Know. You know, there's the same, like warning for fantasy novels, like actual fantasy novels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, weird. It's just a general thing. Science fiction and fantasy just also everything. Has like they're just like, look, just making this up. Just making this up.
Totally making it up.
Which they are. But
we're just
like,
so brilliant that it's coincidental if right. it like, lines if, up.
Like we just, we're yeah. just so good at describing the human.
But like this was
thing.
So
yeah,
very much based on Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman that there's no fucking way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they do have to do that.
But fine. And legally. we do it too, legally.
It yeah, legally we do it though. Too. Like, there is no, so I'm not a person in real life.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right. So.
Oh, I'm just like dying inside that William H. Macy did not get charged at all because he was a part of some of those conversations.
He knew.
Or was he?
Like, but he wasn't on the emails and he never responded to an email or anything like that. There's no evidence that he knew. So he can say he didn't know.
Like they went through with it for the first kid, the oldest kid. Then William H. Macy's part of a recording about the second kid that they didn't go through with and do anything with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I read. So he said something. It was either recorded or emailed, but he knew
he was
they were going to give her extra time in the SAT, and mm-hmm. he was cool with it, but they never went through with that one.
Well, he's got Shameless to do. Whatever.
And he makes excuses for Felicity Huffman. She's like trying too hard to be a mom, and she was so scared. She wants to be the best. I'm like, ugh.
I mean,
God.
That's their excuse for it.
Sure.
I mean, and it's not an excuse. It's a reason. It's
their a rational
reason.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. It's their reality.
It's not like they're throwing it off as like, no, I didn't do that. They're like, right. Well. Yeah, because I love my kids so much.
This is my life, and that's what I'll do.
My love.
And it's what has been done for so many years. This is not like just them. This is like so many.
This is fucking happening all the time.
Universities have existed. Yeah. This has existed. There are so many donors and trustees and all their kids and everything.
This is naming a library. Exactly. This is naming an auditorium.
You know, not that they're not blameless, but it is a larger conversation where universities and colleges and even community college and all that type of stuff, they need to look at their admissions process and like evaluate what's going on. Because if you can't admit people based on the merits of what they're actually doing,
that's bullshit.
And people are paying for your service, then you're failing everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
Long do we think real Lori Loughlin, because she's not taking a plea deal, mm-hmm. how long she might, I mean, for like mail services fraud and whatever, honest mail fraud, I don't even know what, racketeering, whatever, that's a lot of time.
But and she has an amazing lawyer who will probably get her off, is what I will predict, is that they will find the loophole in the wording of the charges against her.
Absolutely.
And they will her off.
None of them will fucking, none of
Felicity
them will be.
Felicity Huffman did get jail time and she will be
because
serving some time.
She pled guilty.
Right.
But I bet Lori Loughlin will get off completely. She will not serve jail time. She will get a fine. She will get community service. She will not serve jail time. Because it is a legal wording of the charges against her that they are going to find. The loophole and get her out.
I know there's
because she has a good lawyer.
Everything.
Yes, she's going to pay the money for a good lawyer.
I just think she might do some time. I just have a feeling.
We'll see.
Because what's her name? I'm all confused.
Felicity.
Allegedly,
Felicity
did. She's getting time.
Yes,
and I think.
2 weeks.
Because, 2 weeks.
And she'll serve like 7 days.
A vacation.
But because she was like, I'm guilty with that. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's going to be like, no. She's going to see her fucking other parents be like, no, that didn't happen. She's like, no, it fucking did.
Right.
And I served my time, my 7 days. Yeah,
I hope she does. Because you know what? I don't hate Felicity Huffman that much. I mean, I hate that she did this, yeah. And it, I think it's like deplorable, but...
I understand, like, I get... If I can get into their brains, I understand,
the
like...
The brain of a billionaire white man.
Well, nah. I mean, I can think of, like, okay, well, Drew, what if you had... unlimited money, because being a billionaire is basically you have unlimited money.
I would certainly buy a building to get my kid into college.
It's fuck you money is what they have, but then they got in trouble.
Yeah. I would like I want my kid to have the best shit ever in the world.
But also, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
And why is it there so now? Me, Drew, current as now,
I would not give a fuck about that, no matter how much money I had. Mm-hmm. But if you had this. Like, I'm just trying to get... Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, hey, they're
okay.
You're
trying to empathize.
Yes, because I am not a sociopathic billionaire, mm-hmm. I'm trying to empathize with sociopathic billionaires.
But the kids don't even want to go. That's so the thing. It's about the parents.
Yeah, so right. It's not even... That's what I'm It's all like, about, like, your appearances and stuff like that. And, like,
I get it,
if other kids want to go to college, let those kids go to college. Like, don't hit their spot.
If Hot Rod, my cat...
Yeah.
Like, I put him in the best cat school.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay, okay, all right. All right, we have to do put a cork in it to pour it up. You're Trisha, right. We'll start with you.
You're right, but I think it's important that we talk about
it. All right, but you're right. Cat school is important.
And rich people have feelings, too.
Okay, put a cork in it or pour it they up. Do. What are you going to do to this movie? Oh,
God, it kills me inside, but I have to put a cork in it. Okay. It was... Mm-hmm. It was so bad, but I know that they were just trying to spit it out and there were certain things they couldn't do. They did the best they could, but like if they would have just waited a little bit, I think that it would have been even better.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I love mm-hmm. the story. I'm all over the story, but yep. I couldn't get behind the movie.
Right.
Cool.
Drew, how about you?
I'm gonna pour it up. For
for all the parents,
for all my billionaire parents. Parent bros oh my out God. There.
True.
Look, I'm a billionaire parent too, and I'll tell you. What. No, I'm gonna pour it up because I like this. Got me interested in it. Mm-hmm. In it
and it's an interesting case.
It's a very mm-hmm. weird case, and I think for the time, for the amount of time that they had mm-hmm. to like bring this into a Lifetime movie, I do agree that they should have probably fucking waited, but
just
they didn't.
A little bit. It would have still been. Yeah, yes. Still would have watched.
Just yes. Wait a little bit there. But you know what? Good job on your tenacity, at Lifetime. I'm just like get that fucking movie out there.
Sure. Right? I like that good. Lifetime. You know, really went there and really tried.
Yeah,
so good job for you, Lifetime.
They're making it so like people go, oh, this is a real thing. Mm-hmm. To the people who just mindlessly watch Lifetime for no reason, right. Be like, no, this shit is happening right now, dog.
It was sure. A good and then or they... ungood attempt.
Right,
it wasn't ungood.
I'm going to put a cork in it for sure because I would say, you know, in a couple months. Yes. When this movie's re-aired, it's going to be so factually wrong.
Yeah,
and
yeah, no,
totally inaccurate. So what's the point of putting something out where you can't get the things correct?
Lori and Massimo are going to divorce. Exactly. We want to get that part.
There's
we want the kids
way more
again.
Interesting
like,
things just, that are going to happen.
They'll happen.
That we can then, once it happens, you can have your non-disclaimer, but you can get the fucking good stuff.
Yeah,
there's more
the
to
stuff.
It. There's than more just stuff this, happening. I think. Yeah. I
really, oh, absolutely.
I want to see Lori Loughlin movie where she gets fired from Hallmark.
Yes.
She's
yes.
like, oh, I want to see that.
I want to see her get derailed.
I want to see Sandra Bullock play Lori Loughlin in a ream. And I want to see that. Okay.
You should play Lori Loughlin. I think you should play Lori Loughlin.
Well, no, Sandra Bullock will play Lori Loughlin, and I will play the son because I will have Botox and I will look really young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll be, does Lori Loughlin have a son? No, I'll play the daughter. I don't care.
And I'll play the son that does fucking metal all the time.
Yeah. Nice. But no, I think like they should have waited.
The bad guy.
Yes.
Play the bad
yes.
Guy.
Yeah. They should have waited. It's unnecessary. And they really publicized it like it was going to be this great big thing.
Yeah.
And I will say the feedback across the internet has been bad.
Yeah.
It hurt
yeah.
Lifetime more than it helped Lifetime.
Yeah. They do need to do the research.
Powerful.
I agree with both of you, but I'm still pouring it up because
pouring
it up
because I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. My pouring it up is based on what you guys explained to me. So.
And the way we're describing it makes it better.
Great. Makes it fun.
True. All right. That wraps up our conversation about college admission scandal. Let's do a Candace. We totally had a dance party.
Yeah, we had a dance party.
I was like taken by the spirit.
Hey, yeah.
It's hard not to.
How could you not be?
You'd have to be a soulless piece of shit to not be taken by this.
The spirit of Candace.
Speaking of the spirit of Candace, I have a clip today. We will play it. I will try to get my sound right on this one. And here
Your
we go.
Christmas angel bringing you some good news. My giveaway ends tonight at midnight. Make sure you go to my main feed and enter the Christmas decor giveaway. There are 4 huge bundles going out, 2 on Instagram, 2 on Facebook. One is a kitchen bundle, one is the home living room bundle. Both are of equal value, about $350. You are gonna love it. I hope that you win. And if you don't, go to dayspring.com and you can buy any of them. Merry Christmas.
Okay, there's Jesus. Our little Christmas angel, Candace.
So she's still trying, she's like,
God.
It is not even Halloween. And she is.
At the time of recording, because this will come out later.
Oh, so this is a current thing?
This is current.
I'm like, this must be from years ago.
No, this is like last week, honey.
So we're recording this before Halloween. Yeah. Pre-Halloween recording right now. And she is trying to fucking sling her...
Christmas ornaments.
Christmas
ornaments. She has a new Hallmark partnership with Christmas ornaments. She's the queen of Christmas.
The queen of Christmas.
Oh, God.
The queen of Christmas, not the queen of Christmas.
She's called the queen?
She's the queen.
She said she's the queen, but we think she's the queen.
Got it.
Which is not a word yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Why is she talking like... I don't understand what she's saying. Why is it so slow?
Oh, so, well, here's
why. She's talking to, like, her 50-year-old, 60-year-old followers.
God.
She's talking to you.
I'm here.
A normal person who doesn't have billions of dollars.
It's like, you know how, old people talk to
people
someone
who aren't
doesn't
from the U.S. and don't
understand
speak
English?
English?
Yeah, it's like that. It's just like... I'm saying, how much is this burrito?
And it's just regular people. I'm like, I get you're speaking to me. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
She's very articulate, though. She's also very articulate. Because here's the thing. I know why she does it. Because every time she fucks up, at all,
somebody will like hate on her.
She has so many followers that she will get a comment or whatever, like someone being like, "You said this wrong, bitch."
Yeah, yes, and they. Okay. She takes any criticism very
and she's
personally.
Just like, and she'll have another. She'll have like a segment like, "So I earlier I said this.
I said book face, but I meant Facebook."
Yeah.
You know? Oh, so she's concerned about those mistakes rather than like spewing out homophobia.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, she doesn't care about that. She doesn't care about that.
God.
Yeah. No. She just is like, some people think that I said this, but actually I didn't say this. I said this thing.
Uh-huh.
So she has that. She doesn't like people dissing on her. Which, hey, no one does.
Fair.
No one
does. Fair.
That's uncomfortable.
No, it's always uncomfortable. She hasn't done that in a while, though, right? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't follow
her. She hasn't, but I have some clips that will be coming later that are pretty funny. Because I'm stockpiling them all for our December. We're doing an advent calendar in December. We're doing 25 episodes in December until Christmas. Days,
every day.
Every day we will release an episode for the holiday.
When are you recording all of those?
We're recording them all. Well, Christmas starts in October.
Got it.
So for TV movies.
Got it.
So we have plenty of content. I'm not kidding. The first week, Halloween weekend, I think there are 5 or 6 movies being released that weekend.
So it's not like they're coming out December.
No. So we will be covering the ones from Halloween to December 1st, we'll be covering those movies.
All
one
those
including
Christmas
a Candace, the Queen of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we have guests all lined up and everything coming. But one per day in December because Drew's getting married in December and
Are
we will
you?
Be in the Bahamas. Yeah. So we will not be recording
a Bahamas
in December.
Wedding?
Yeah.
We're doing it's gonna Bahamas be great. Wedding, all inclusive.
It's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna be there for I think a week. And then I'm gonna go hang out with my family and I can't wait.
You should invite Candace.
And I'll invite Candace.
I mean
if she wants to come.
Candace is invited.
She's invited. Why
but
not?
But she has to speak slowly so
I mean,
it's
she
not
just
to
has,
offend
she just has to pay her own way.
Right. I mean she's
if Candace Cameron Bure wants to come to fucking our wedding, God.
She gets
that would be great.
That. Yeah,
that'd be fucking.
It'd
awesome.
Be a great photo op for me.
Photo op.
Fucking, that would be the best. Candace. You'll be my best man.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's
she'll amazing. Be my best man.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
All
my
right.
sister is currently, but I will. I'll be like Leah. You understand?
She gets it.
Sister, you understand, right? She's okay. Like, oh yeah, that's Candace Cameron.
Pluggy time, Trisha. Do you have anything you'd like to plug on the podcast?
Yes. Listen to Strong Female Lead. It's a podcast I do with Tessa Davidson and Hillary
Friend
Kerner.
Of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
I need to get Hillary on here.
Yes, you do. You She'd do. She might She might be a little nervous. Oh,
but she's so fun.
She's so fun. I think she would be great.
She'd be great.
Should talk
after a couple wines, boom.
Yeah.
No problem.
Maybe we'll have you on and then we'll have her come on for a second one so she can drink wine while listening to yours and then she'll come on and be confident.
That's a great seduction method.
Right?
And I like
That's
that.
How we seduce
It's
all
very lifetimey. Ew, am I a rapist? Am I a podcast rapist? Gross.
It does seem rapey.
Okay, all right, never mind.
No,
I don't like that idea.
You know what, though? But it's actually great. And she would, that is how she would go on.
Exactly.
She'd be happy for it. Yeah, so listen to Strong Female Lead. It drops every Wednesday. We talk about strong female leads in movies and television. We take recommendations. We're a bit of a new podcast, came out in February. We can use all the listeners we can get.
Yeah, get in there and just...
Get in there.
Yeah.
Just put a star.
Come
I've been
on.
Done, I've been doing some episodes.
Yeah,
Drew
Patrick
might,
was
Drew
on.
Should come on and do some episodes.
I'll be on there maybe. I haven't yet.
But we want you to. We wanted you to and you weren't able to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck me.
Well, he's not available on Saturdays. Drew's not a Saturday boy.
Yeah, I'm not a Saturday boy. I got to work and stuff.
There you go.
So that's it. It's available wherever you pod. Listen.
Okay. Drew, how about you?
Yeah, I'm just you can get on Instagram Drew Butt with Pants. I also have a band, The Limbos. We're better than any band from this podcast, the story in this podcast. I'll tell you that much.
That's true.
We're on Spotify and all the places.
Wonderful. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah,
and thank you, Sorry. Listeners, for checking back in with Love Time in Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave us a Christmas message for our Christmas season by calling 872-267-4117. Leave a message, wish us Happy Christmas or Happy Hanukkah.
Or a story, or a weird Christmas story.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Christmas?
Or an awkward thing that happened in your family.
An awkward Christmas story? Anything, we'll play
shit.
It. But keep it short, like 100 seconds.
Keep it short so Patrick will listen.
There you
no,
go.
Just play it. We'll listen to it no matter
Anyways,
how long the length.
So yes, you can follow me at Patrick Regal or the podcast at Life Term Court. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And I think that's it. Okay, bye.
Bye.